Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Do you know, I had this conversation today with a friend that I went to China with, and I love China. Some of you may not know, but my brother moved to China about 30 years ago, and I got to go up there to visit him and his children, and I got taken by my sister-in-law and whizzed around, and I fell in love with the city of Shanghai. She was an incredible shopper, my sister-in-law. So she whizzed me around and taught me all kinds of amazing places, and I had the most amazing time hanging out with my gorgeous niece and my gorgeous nephew, and it was just gorgeous. And anyway, and Shanghai is mind fucking blowing. It's the coolest city. If you ever get a chance to go there, just go there. They call it the Paris of Asia, and it's just, I still think it's my favorite city in the world. Just hold the call, because I'm off to Italy shortly. I'll let you know whether it beats it still or not, but I fucking love Shanghai. It's got old and new and everything. Anyway, when the first time I went there, I ended up, I was doing some work with the Langham Hotel Group, and they were kind enough to host me while I was in Shanghai, and they really turned it on. Like, it was beautiful. And they turned it on big time. And we had all these spa treatments, and like, it's the coolest hotel. And when I went there, they gave me oils, elemental oils of the different elements in our bodies. And I've always been really interested in like Chinese methodology and feng shui and energy shit from, I love it all. But we got these oils, and they said, all right, you know, which one are you drawn to? And then we had to fill in these forms about ourselves. And so my husband and I were sitting there filling in these forms, and it was all this like, you know, do you like the morning, the afternoon, the evening, blah, blah, hot, cold, fucking, all these questions. Anyway, and then they said, when they came in, they said, they did the little assessment on us, and it was all about what oil and what treatment we should have based on our energy. And they came in and said, oh, Mr. O'Neill, you are the earth. You're very grounded. Which he is, very grounded. And then they said, this poor bitch looked at me and she said, Mrs. O'Neill, you are fire and water together, and it's never okay. You're never okay. Very hard to be you. I said, yeah, you're not fucking wrong. Very hard to be me. You try being fire and water. And she said, I'm very confused. It's very hard. And I just couldn't stop laughing. And so I did, after that, I kind of did a whole lot more research into that. And actually, we all have all of the elemental energies within us. And I love this. And I was talking to a friend about it today. And she said, oh, do you need, you know, we were laughing about that story. And she said, you know, what do you need? Do you need more fire or more water? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And so there's different times, you know, that we need more fire. So when we need more fire, like when you're feeling fireless, and this kind of relates to my energy book, around the energy that you have. And, you know, I split the energy book into mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. But there are definitely the elemental energies. And I thought, that's interesting. I just feel like I'm sharing some of this because I love it. And my friend and I were yabbering about it, and I'd kind of forgotten. So fire energy is when you get fired up, you know, like, so when I'm fired up, I record myself talking or have a fucking rant, like just rant out loud, get in the car and tell someone off who isn't in the car. Just give them a good telling off. How good is that? You can light a fire. You can light candles. You can burn shit. Like, you can write down, you can even get really fucking nasty, write people's names and burn them. Breathing into your belly and doing fire breathing, like really deep and fast, like deep fire stuff, is really good. And creativity has usually got a very fiery energy as well, like actually creating something, the process of it. Like, just, you know, if you get a big piece of paper and just start colouring with crayons or something crazy, not delicate, organised drawing, that wouldn't be fire. But I really like that. And the water thing, when I need more water, when I'm too much in my fire, when I get a little bit too fiery, I find the water energy is really nice. And usually walking at the beach is such a thing for me, and some of you might find that. Baths are obviously really good. I love an Epsom salt bath. But showering off energetic shit, like having an energy shower where you imagine all of your heavy energy disappearing, showering off, and you feel sparkly and light with the water, like glitter. Swimming is obviously incredible. And reflection, like the water word reflection, but reflecting on thoughts. So actually sitting and journaling, I find, is a really, really good way. You can also do a really cool practice where you talk to water. So you get a jar of water and you talk into the jar, like you actually have a bit of a yabba into the jar of water, and then you tip the water down the sink and it gets rid of that energy. That's quite cool, don't you reckon? I think that's quite cool. The earth energy, when you need more earth, is when we need more grounding. So walking on the grass, I'm such a fucking barefoot freak. I'm always running around with bare feet, but especially just getting out there in the grass in the morning and rubbing your toes in the grass, or anytime you need to be grounded. Any sort of gardening, I'm not really a gardener, but if you are in the soil, or just even, I find cutting flowers really beautiful. Walking in a forest is a great earthy kind of buzz. I like to collect things like shells at the beach, which is probably more water, but collecting leaves, like, or flowers, or any sort of picking stuff from the earth. So I have a big oak tree in my backyard, and I'm always just, my family laugh at me because I'm always carrying fucking pockets full of acorns, and I've got little bowls of acorns all around the house. I'm constantly just wandering around the lawn collecting acorns. And then I sometimes glue their hats back on because I feel sad that the hats have come off. That's another story. So that's the earth thing. And then when you need air, and you need air, when I need air, it's usually because I need a bit of space. So wind can be really good. Like, get out in the wind. And you know how it literally blows the cobwebs away? We had horrendous wind last night at home, and the wind is quite a thing. People avoid it, but go and stand in it. If you live in Wellington, you'll be very bloody connected to your ear. Breath work, any breath work's good for wind. And observing plants or animals while breathing. And sometimes I try and emulate, I don't know if any of you do this, with my cat or my dog, I do their breathing. So I get them when they lie on me and I breathe with them. That is one of the coolest things. I fucking love animals. God, I love animals. And then asking questions is a very airy thing. Being curiosity is a real air energy, and that's quite kind of gorgeous. And daydreaming is very airy. Like, just allowing yourself, you know, when you're traveling and instead of talking or listening to music, or not if you're driving, I'm talking about if you're a passenger here, or if you're on a train, just looking out the window and daydreaming. Just daydreaming is something I don't think we do enough of, because we're always on our stupid phones, aren't we? Shouldn't be mean about the phone. I do love my phone. And then metal, the final energy of metal, coins or keys are a really good way. Holding coins or holding keys, having a key in your pocket that you can rub, wearing metallic, like wearing metal jewelry, or accessories, or anything with metal in it, like metal bracelets. And metals are all around being disciplined and precise, you know, sort of steely, like, and like, yeah, anything metal is really good. Like, you can have like a tray, like if you have a metal tray that you have your food on, or there's lots of metal stuff. So I just love this sort of shit. Like, I love it. And it's like, I'm always, I love the energy of pondering, and I'm always pondering about, do I need more fire? Do I need, maybe I'm very watery, maybe I'm really emotional. And if I'm feeling really emotional and sort of watery, then a bit of fire will often help. So you can counterbalance these things. And once you start to notice it and you think, what do I need? Oh, I need a bit of earth. Or you think, shit, I'm really craving metal at the moment. Like, I sometimes I'll just catch myself and I think, huh, that's interesting. I've got metal on my shoes. I've got metal bracelets on. I've got metal earrings. I must be in a metal phase. And I love these energies. And there's so much, like in the Indian Ayurvedic or the Chinese, you know, they just know so much, these cultures. I mean, all of our indigenous cultures know so much. And their work around energy and our constitutions and the remedies that work for us just deserve so much more. So much more space, don't you think? I really, really like that. I think it's lovely. So there you go. That's my thoughts. They were my observations this week about just thinking about whether I need more metal. I had lots of wind this week. I had quite a bit of fire and a beautiful big roaring fire. And I had a beautiful sunshiny day today. But it's like, what are the elements that you haven't had? Have you been outside enough? Have you sat in front of a fire and just stared at a fire? Like, fire is so powerful, isn't it? Have you lit a candle and just looked at it? I do that when I meditate. Sometimes I just light a candle and just stare at it. And honestly, the flame is fucking mesmerizing. So there you go. Have a think about your fire, your water, your earth, your air, or your metal. See how you go with that. Toodaloo. We'll be right back.